Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about job advertisements, or more specifically, what happens when job advertisements are targeted for male candidates only. Recently, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit accusing Facebook and 10 of its advertisers of gender discrimination, calling into question a tool that's available on Facebook that allows employers to run their employment ads aimed exclusively at male users. According to the lawsuit with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Facebook is accused of reviving an older era where companies would advertise jobs for males only, or maybe even females only, depending on the jobs. And these particular jobs that the American Civil Liberties Union is complaining about, they are for high-paying, blue-collar types of jobs. Good jobs, really. Good jobs that should be available to just about anyone. In the ACLU announcement of the lawsuit, attorney Galen Sherwin said, "Facebook must change its platform to prevent advertisers from exploiting user data for discriminatory purposes and ensure once and for all that all users, regardless of gender, race, age, or other protected status, are given a fair shake." Some of the employers named in the suit are the Nebraska Furniture Mart, the City of Greensboro, North Carolina, Rice Tire, and Enhanced Roofing and Modeling. These companies may have a history of targeting men for jobs, maybe have a history of hiring mostly men. Maybe they feel like men are just better candidates and better employees for the kinds of jobs they're trying to fill. But that doesn't really allow them to discriminatorily target only males for these jobs, and you know the opposite side of that, fail to expose these kinds of opportunities to females. To me, this falls into the line of just because the technology lets you do something doesn't mean you should. You would think that most of us now in HR and talent acquisition have moved on past the days of a job is for a man only or a job is for a woman only. But it seems like, at least according to this complaint, that practice is still alive and well and really does need to stop. We'll keep an eye on how this lawsuit progresses, and when it's litigated or settled, we'll report back on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. Until then, that's it for the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.